Now time for the Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. It's John Walters. John, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. In Lubbock, Texas tonight are the Iowa State Cyclones. They take on Texas Tech. Iowa State still looking for their first Big 12 victory here tonight. Hopefully they are able to pull it out and get it going, but Iowa State, it just seems like, one of those things where they play, a good half of basketball here, or, like the Baylor game, they go toe-to-toe with them. As far as Iowa State goes, I know I've heard some quotes on some of the players about keeping their head up and trying to get the victories, but how do they really, establish some of that momentum and kind of end the season on a high note?
Yeah, it's hard because they've had maybe a different set of circumstances that have been their Achilles heel in each game. Some mm-hmm. games it's the lack of defensive rebounding. Sometimes it is too many turnovers that lead to, runouts by the opponents. It's been a variety of things. And usually, they're doing a lot of other areas well on those nights, but they don't do that particular area very well, and it really costs them. They also haven't shot the ball nearly as well as I thought they would. I thought they'd be a really good three-point shooting team, and they shoot it okay, and they do get, they're streaky. They get hot, and they'll make four or five in a row, and all of a sudden they're right in the game, and then they cool off again. So, it's just kind of been the way this season has gone. But they have been in very close games against very, very good teams. I mean, they've had two close calls with Oklahoma, two close calls with Baylor, two close calls with West Virginia. Two decent games with Texas. I mean, those are eight games right there against, top opponents. So certainly could have won at least maybe two or three of those games in that eight, but they haven't. And so the beat goes on, and mm-hmm. you go down to Texas Tech, and you try to beat a team that has really had your number lately. Texas Tech has handled Iowa State very soundly in their last three meetings. That being said, early on when he was at Iowa State, Steve Proma had more success against Chris Beard than any other coach, but that's kind of balanced out here in the last few meetings.
What is also going against Iowa State and would go against a lot of other teams in the nation, 7 out of the 10 teams in the Big 12 are ranked in the top 25. 7 out of the 10 teams in the Big 12 have a conference record above 500, and everybody else, he's got a really solid winning record on the season as well. I mean, this is just a really good league for basketball.
It is. It's been the number one league in the country on KenPom. I think Steve Prohm said something like 7 of the last 8 years. This year, I'd say you could certainly make an argument that the Big Ten and the Big 12 are head and shoulders above the rest of the leagues. I don't know which one you'd put at the top, maybe the Big Ten this year. But it's a great league. It is a great league. And absolutely, you look at the Big 12 conference tournament coming up next week in Kansas City, and Iowa State is almost for certain, I think it is for certain, will play in the 7-10 game, which will be at 8:30 on Wednesday night. Now, that means that they're going to be facing the number 7 seed, which is probably going to be Texas Tech, could be Oklahoma, but regardless, it's going to be a top 20 team, and you're playing in a quote-unquote play-in game, and you look at the 7-10 games, in some other leagues, and you're not going to be facing a top 20 team. So,
yeah.
That just gives you an idea how strong the league is, and it's any win's going to be a really good win, and hopefully Iowa State can get one tonight.
And depending on how tonight goes, if Iowa State were to upset, it would most likely, I would think it could be Texas Tech, they would face again next Wednesday night, and that would be the late game, 8:30. Is that what you said it would be next Wednesday?
I believe that's correct, yeah. The 7-10 game, 8:30 Wednesday night, yep.
Yeah. So hope for the upset here tonight for Iowa State. As far as the Iowa High School Association, the playoffs start next Friday, next Wednesday as well, too, in the state of Iowa. Timon Lipsey, I know, has been getting some looks as far as Iowa State basketball goes, the Ames Little Cyclone himself. Does Steve Prohm kind of, I know tournament time in the season, but I know recruiting is kind of a year-round thing. Is there anybody that kind of sticks out in your eye that could be a potential Cyclone besides Timon Lipsey from Ames?
Yeah, I can't really comment on that. I'm sorry, but it's an NCAA rule that you can't comment on potential recruits.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure they have their eye on some people. Obviously, they got a great player out of the state of Iowa and Xavier Foster a year ago. You know, and unfortunately, he got hurt. And, you know, I really do think he's going to be a good player. I really do. Especially if they can, you know, Tyrese Hunter, the point guard that's coming in next year that is already committed, so I can comment on him out of Racine, Wisconsin, is a really good point guard. Mm-hmm. And I think having a really good point guard in the system can really make Xavier Foster look better. You know, if he's playing pick and roll with a guard that understands that pick and roll really, really well, he's going to get some easy baskets out of that. And I think you're going to see him really take a step forward, hopefully healthy next year. But, yeah, they're always paying full attention to what's going on here in the state of Iowa and trying to get the very best players in the state to come to Iowa State.
It is a good basketball state, that's for sure.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, I mean, I go back to, you know, seeing guys like Ray Friends and Kyle Korver. That's how long I've been following high school basketball in Iowa. And, you know, Kirk Heinrich and that group. And so, I mean, there's been some tremendous players that have come out of the state. Nick Collison, I mean, yeah, absolutely. They seem to come in waves. You know, you might go a year or two where there aren't as many, and then all of a sudden a year will come along where there's, you know, four or five really, really good ones. And so this state has done very well with high school basketball, and there's great coaches all over the state of Iowa.
Yeah, that is for sure. Iowa State will then play Kansas State on Saturday afternoon. That'll be a 3 o'clock pregame and 4 o'clock tip. And again, tonight, Iowa State will take on Texas Tech on the road. The 5 o'clock pregame show and 6 o'clock will be the tip with John Walters on the call. John, thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you having me, Brandon. Thank you.
Thank you.